We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Joining me now in the studio for this segment, I have Nathan Hultgren. He is the Assistant Marketing Manager for the Riverside County Economic Development Agency. And we're going to be talking about the Riverside County Fair and National Date Festival and what the fair has to offer this year. So thanks for joining me today, Nathan. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on here, Steve.
Now, first of all, you actually work with the Economic Development Agency. What does the agency have to do with the fair?
So the Economic Development Agency for the County of Riverside, we look to help out the local economy through housing, through workforce, and culturally enriching activities such as the Riverside County Fair and National Date Festival.
Now, where does the Riverside County Fair take place?
It takes place in the beautiful Coachella Valley, and the valley has incredible weather this time of year with temperatures ranging probably in the mid-70s. So it's really a perfect time of the year to come out and enjoy the fantastic weather in the desert.
Now, is it a coincidence that the date festival, that it is also called, that it starts on Valentine's Day?
So, yeah, it might be a bit of a coincidence there, but it's no joke. We have tons of dates there. Date the fruit, that is. We have variety from Majul to Deglet Noor and Zahidi, just to name a few. And dates are rich in antioxidants and fiber and provide health benefits for both digestion and help reduce chances of disease. So yes, coincidence that the fair begins on Valentine's Day, but there's no way better way to celebrate Valentine's Day than having a great date at the fair.
And why is it called the Date Festival, going back?
So the Date Fest originally began in the early 1900s when ag farming began in Coachella Valley, when the first date trees came over from the Middle East. And the weather was perfect for harvesting dates because in the summer, the temperatures get up in the hundreds of degrees, right. And it takes a good 100 degrees to ripen a date fruit. So it's the prime place for growing dates. And to celebrate the harvest in the early 1900s, the growers started the National Date Festival. And eventually, it teamed up and joined forces with the Riverside County Fair. So now it is the Riverside County Fair National Date Festival. So we celebrate the date harvest in Coachella Valley, and we just also celebrate community and culture at the same time.
So they still harvest dates at that time. I mean, that's still a big part of the date festival.
So absolutely, yeah. We have several vendors that come out and include dates in their food products that they sell, and it's a good place to get a date shake and experience dates because they are a wonderful fruit.
Now, what is new at the fair this year? What have you got on tap?
There's plenty of great entertainment options for everyone, but new this year we have Big Bugs, a rainforest adventure, and it's an educational and interactive program showcasing both the bugs and the animals of the rainforest. We will have up-close viewing of the variety of live arthropods, reptiles, birds, and mammals, including Paco the Sloth.
Paco the Sloth.
Yeah, so Paco the Sloth is a fan favorite, and the kids really like interacting with him. It's kind of slow, but that way the kids can get a really good up-close look at him because he's not going to be moving too fast.
He's not going to run away from you, huh?
So plenty to see there. And the exhibit will also feature large animatronic bugs and a butterfly house, and you'll even be able to touch the scales of one of the largest snakes in the world.
And what snake is that?
You'll have to come out to the fair to find out.
Okay. All right. That's a good
one of the largest, though.
That's a good teaser. Now, in addition to the country music star Chris Jansen, who's going to be out at the fair, what other headline entertainment do you have coming out to the fair this year?
So, yes, award-winning Chris Jansen, February 22nd, and all concerts are included with your fair tickets. So there's no additional cost to see these concerts, and that really is an incredible value today. But also, we have the recent Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, George Clinton, and the Parliament Funkadelic, who will be coming out Saturday, February 15th. Yeah, and be sure to bring out your fanny pack and bring your favorite cassette tapes of the 90s, because you'll be able to experience the 90s live with Vanilla Ice, Coolio, Tone Loc, and Young MC at our I Love the 90s concert on Friday, February 21st. We also have renowned Latin artist Bandamachos on February 16th and Mariachi Sol de Mexico on February 23rd.
Okay, now for someone that has never visited the Riverside County Fair and National Date Festival, what are some of the other things that they can do at the fair? What are some of the must-do things at the fair?
So the dates are a must at the Date Fest. We have tons of food available through our vendors, creating special food items incorporating dates. And if you've never experienced a date shake, it's time, because I would say it tastes similar to a dulce de leche style ice cream or even a caramel ice cream. And since the dates are already extremely sweet, it really adds a rich flavor to the ice cream. And it's a must-have for the fairgoer.
And what are some of the other events or activities that are happening at this year's fair?
So also at the fair, there's the freestyle motocross, the monster trucks. We have demolition derby, bull riding and rodeo games, BMX pro stunt show, the Lads and Lassies dog show, Aladdin musical pageant, and of course, learn to cook with dates with our locally renowned chefs.
Is the fair running any special promotions this year?
So there are plenty of extra value days to stretch your buck this year. Every day, veterans get in free, and they're able to bring an additional 3 guests at no cost with them. So that's right. Every day, a veteran can get in free, no cost to them, and they can bring 3 guests with them. Also, opening day, Friday, February 14th, the first 5 hours are free. Free admission from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday is Kids Day. With each paid adult admission, one child can get into the fair at no charge from 3 p.m. to close. And on Wednesday, Riverside County Waste Resources Wednesday, February 19th, you can bring in a small used e-waste electronic device for recycling and get into the fair for free. A list of acceptable items will be listed on datefest.org. And on Thursday, February 20th, that's our NBC Palm Springs Day, say the phrase that saves for a discounted $6 admission. And lastly, Friday, February 21st, our presenting sponsor, Fantasy Springs Casino, has made it $5 Fantasy Friday. So anybody can get into the fair for only $5 on Friday, February 21st.
Okay, great. Now tell us when the fair is going to be. How long is it going to be out at the fairgrounds in Indio?
So the fair runs 10 days, starts Valentine's Day, February 14th, and runs through Sunday, February 23rd.
Okay, and is there a website that we can go to find more information and find a list of all the entertainment that will be available?
Yes, a list of events and entertainment will be listed on datefest.org.
Okay, that's datefest.org.
That's it.
And if you had one thing that you could focus on or one point of interest that you think that the general public would get the most out of attending the Date Festival, what would that be? The dates.
I was going to say cinnamon rolls, but
that's a good one.
Maybe a cinnamon roll with dates on top.
Oh, they can't lose there. That always
I'm just
good.
Really hungry, Steve.
Well, that definitely does sound pretty good. So Nathan Hultgren, Assistant Marketing Manager for the Riverside County Economic Development Agency, and we've been talking about the Riverside County Fair and National Date Festival coming to Indio starting on Valentine's Day. So thanks once again for joining me today, Nathan. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Appreciate it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.